The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
We know you would like to sit next to him in the dugout or in his office, but this is your chance to chat with the manager of the Minnesota Twins. This is the Paul Molitor Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer. Made in Minnesota, it's how memories are created and legends are made. Now, here are the hosts of the Paul Molitor Show, Chris Atterbury and Jack Morris.
Well, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to the moms out there, and welcome to the Paul Molitor Show. It's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created and legends are made. We are attempting a high wire act here today. I'm in our network headquarters here at Target Field. Jack Morris is high atop U.S. Cellular Field with the sun beating into the radio broadcast booth. Good morning, Jack. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Chris. Paul, happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Now we've got two of us at least. Now Paul Molitor is at U.S. Cellular Field as well. He is in the manager's office. Paul, did we make it all work today?
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Well, we made it all work. We're all here. And if you'd like to join us, the number is 877-38-TWINS. And Paul, we'll start obviously on what has been a very difficult stretch for you and your club. You are an intensely competitive guy. Everybody channels things differently. You're also a pretty analytical guy. You're not one who's just prone to knee-jerk reactions. As you assess what's going on over the course of the past week or so, how do you internalize that? How do you try to turn this into something productive for you and your club?
Obviously, it's a challenge for everybody to try to find a way to get through these tough times. We're trying to, as a staff, stay positive and continue to try to teach. We see mistakes, it seems like, on a daily basis that are not acceptable at this level, and you know, we have to find a way to try to clean some of those things up. Obviously, when you're losing as well, it kind of magnifies all the little things in the game that aren't executed properly. You want to give yourself a best chance to win by playing clean games, and we haven't been able to do that in terms of catching the ball and just been a combination of things, base running, some of those other things that we are trying to give all our attention to try to clean these things up the best way we can.
Paul, where do you start? I mean, you and I go way back, and I've watched this all year, and I know how frustrating it is for fans and everybody involved. I know it's for everybody. But you talk about being positive, the coaching staff. I understand that. But is there a need that's stronger for you than any other part of the game? I mean, where do you start?
Nope, we may have lost Paul there.
Chris, I can hear you guys, but I lost you. I lost, and I haven't heard Jack yet.
You
either.
Lost Jack a little bit. Okay, well, what the question was, he's saying, where do you start? You know, you've got so many different areas right now. When you start hammering away at how to turn the ship around, is there one particular area of need right now more so than another that is at the head of your priority list?
It's a daily thing of trying to address whatever area needs addressing. I think that at the start of the year, we lose 9 games. I believe that we scored about 14 runs, and we had some offensive issues early. You know, that has steadied somewhat in terms of production. We have been able to put at least some runs on the board fairly regularly. The containing end has been the more difficult. We haven't been getting much length from our starters. Our bullpen is highly taxed, and we're trying to find ways to get deeper into the game so we can, you know, not hurt these people going forward that have to come in there, it seems like, every day and get some outs along the way. You know, it's all, you know, so magnified, as we talked about earlier, the fact that, you know, you start out the season with optimism and hoping that some of the things that you establish can push forward, and we haven't done that. So I can't really tell you where you start other than that there's a lot of conversations being taken place in practice, in the clubhouse, during the games, after games. We're trying to address these things the best ways that we can.
Paul, one of the aspects that you have no control over is injury, and it seems like you've had more than your fair share. Important guys have gone down and no longer mm-hmm. A part of it right now. Yet opportunity is there for people that replace them, and it just seems like it just hasn't happened for the guys that have come up and had their chance.
Sometimes your teams get better in the long run by enduring injuries because of the fact that people get experience and they learn how to fill in. You know, an example of that for us this year, Nunez getting a chance to play a significant amount between Trevor's injury and now Doe's being out for here in the short term. And he's a guy that he has experience, but he's taken advantage of the at-bats that he's been able to get and be a productive player. So, you know, you hope to find out about people when they get a chance, and maybe normally that's not the case. But, you know, injuries, you can't dwell on them. They're unfortunate. We hate to see good people go down. We have had quite a bit of that early here, both in terms of pitching and position players. But it's our job, it's Terry's job, it's my job to try to find a way to put together things when we don't have everybody at 100% and still find a way to be competitive.
Paul Molitor, Jack Morris are in Chicago. I'm right here in our network headquarters at Target Field. We'll take a timeout when we come back, get you back out to Chicago with more with Twins manager Paul Molitor. It's the Paul Molitor Show, and this is your home for Twins baseball.
In the history of Minnesota baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your whole family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field. Then cheer on the fun. Killebrew root beer. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This is Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, on behalf of Minnesota Eye Consultants. Minnesota Eye is the preferred ophthalmology group of the Minnesota Twins and is a generous supporter of the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. I had my corrective eye surgery at Minnesota Eye, as have several of our players and support staff. If you have special eye care needs or wish to learn more about vision correction without glasses or contacts, contact Minnesota Eye Consultants. Go to MNEYE.com. For your eyes, do what the Twins do and see Minnesota Eye.
Cancel cable for CenturyLink Prism TV and get tons of HD channels, whole home DVR, and a wireless set-top box. Move your TV anywhere there's power, even outside. It's so much entertainment, you might feel like a Hollywood insider.
Oh, excuse me. I hate to be that guy, but I ordered water with a spritz of lemon. This tastes like a squeeze.
Just don't go too Hollywood. Switch at cprismtv.com or call 855-757-MY-TV. Service may not be available in your area. Residential customers only. Restrictions, limitations, and monthly fees will apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
Every night's a good night when you live it up at Treasure Island Resort Casino. Revel in the heart-pounding excitement and thrilling entertainment as you get up close and personal with some of your favorite entertainers live in the Island Event Center, like Josh Turner on June 11th, Boston on July 22nd, and the Moody Blues on October 21st. For tickets or for the entire upcoming lineup, visit ticasino.com.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Paul Molitor Show. Chris Atterbury in Minneapolis. We've got Jack Morris high atop U.S. Cellular Field. Paul Molitor in the manager's office at U.S. Cellular Field. Twins taking on the White Sox later on this afternoon. And the White Sox and what they've done this year, Paul, have me kind of lead to this next question. When things are going poorly, people wonder, is it a big offensive performance that can shake you out of it? Is a starter going out and throwing zeros for eight innings? But when I look at Chicago, the thing that seems to be getting them off to such a great start is they have made every play defensively, and they've taken multiple extra base hits away from your club in the outfield, diving stops in the infield, and not just the spectacular play, they're making the regular play, which is something White Sox teams the past couple of years haven't always done. When a team's not going well, can defense be a difference maker? Can it be something that can consistently get you back up on the rails?
It's kind of one of those baseball cliches. If you pitch fairly well and you catch the ball, you're going to be in most of the games that you play. They obviously have made some nice changes. They rearranged their infield, you know, by bringing in, you know, Frazier, and they got Rollins and they got Lowry, and Saladino's doing a nice job when he plays. And bringing in Jackson in center field enabled them to move Eaton over to right field, which has really given them a nice defensive outfield. So, you know, you watch teams and you watch when they're rolling and what's going well for them. They've done a nice job with their rotation. Obviously, Sale's off to a good start. Quintana, who we faced today. And Latos coming over. But, yes, they're doing everything well right now. We've seen them take away some hits from us here in the first couple games of the series. They did up in Minneapolis when they swept us. So they got a good thing going right now, and a lot of it has to do with their pitching and defense.
Paul, there's been so many transactions here in the first month of the season. Lately, obviously, there were some tough decisions to make with Tommy Malone and Casey Fien, no longer in a Twins uniform, at the big league level anyway. I'm just curious to your thoughts, and I know it's probably premature to even ask you this, but I played on a team when I was young in the Tiger system that at some point they just went with the total youth movement, Alan Trammell, Kirk Gibson, you know, Lou Whitaker, Lance Parrish, myself. We all kind of came up together. The Twins did the same thing in the early 80s with Gaetti and Puckett and Herbeck and guys like that, and it wasn't pretty for a few years. The guys had a struggle at the big league level, learn how to compete and eventually mm-hmm. win at the big league level. I guess my question is that where this team is headed at some point this year?
Well, I think you can point back to not only the early 80s for the Twins, but also 99 when there was a big change over to a core of young players that had to kind of go through the losing pains for a couple seasons. You know, we are kind of doing that as we speak. I mean, the fact that heading into this year, after competing fairly well last year, we still had a lot of inexperienced players. I think we had four guys in our lineup opening day that it was their first opening day, which tells you that you are dealing with people with limited major league experience. So that being said, you know, in today's game, these young players come up and there's a lot of expectations put out on them right out of the chute, and there is going to be some growing pains. We are, you know, trying to see who can come up here and compete and do the job. We've seen some changes in our pitching, Duffy back in the rotation, and Barrios get an opportunity. We saw Alex Meyer earlier. And, you know, so it's you do have some veteran players and some guys that have been around a handful of years, but we obviously are heading in the direction of getting these young players more experience.
On that note, Paul, you see things differently than maybe a fan who just tunes in for a couple innings a night and is just reading the box score. When you have young players, it's about how they adjust and how they make changes and sometimes minor improvements that lead to major improvements over the course of day-to-day, series-to-series. Are you seeing that with your young guys? Are you seeing them take their lumps and then learn from those lumps in little ways that can add up to big ways later?
I think for the fans that are watching and trying to be hopeful and be positive about our team, the mistakes are what jump out, especially when you're not putting any games in the win column. Combined with that, you know, we do see positives. We try to affirm those things and reinforce them. Unfortunately, when you're not winning a lot of games, those things aren't going to get as much attention as the negatives. And we have to try to find a way to keep that balance in this clubhouse as we try to teach and get these guys better.
We've got to take another time out. When we come back, more with Jack Morris and Paul Molitor. It's the Paul Molitor Show. It's brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer. It's made in Minnesota. How memories are created and legends are made. Back with more on your home for Twins baseball.
Russell Wilson here. We play 60, United Way, in the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care about your boss making you stay late, the rent you haven't paid yet, and your dog's weird limp. Because tonight, party people, you're at a Twins game, and it's going off. Dozier just danced his way to a double. That Rosario triple had kids grooving on the beaches in Puerto Rico, and you're about to get down with Stone Cold Buds, because the Twins are your ticket to the best times ever, and your ticket to summer.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Friday night happy hour starts early in Target Field's Barrio. Gate 6 opens early during every Friday home game, so fans can enjoy exclusive drink deals from 4:30 to 5:30. Start your Friday night party in the Barrio at Target Field.
Welcome back to the Paul Mahler Show. I'm Jack Morris. Happy Mother's Day to everybody that is listening. I'm along with Paul Mahler here in Chicago, Chris Atterbury back in Minnesota. Paul, I want to go back to one of Chris's questions about defense. It's the one aspect of the game that you should have more control of than any other aspect. Offense and pitching kind of comes and goes, but defense is something that at the major league level, you would hope that you know, you'd have better command of it. Back with the youth movement in order, there are certainly some talented guys. Now, obviously, Buxton has had his issues offensively, but everybody has seen what a great defender he can be. Max Kepler is a guy that is going to need probably a little more time offensively, but a pretty good defender. Do you envision this team being a plus defensive team that might really propel you into more success?
I do see that, Jack. It's one of those things. We've had a little bit of a revolving door in the outfield here through the first 31 games or so. You know, Byron's situation and Max getting a little bit of an opportunity. You know, Rosario coming off a pretty nice first-year campaign. Arcia getting himself back in the mix. Mastriani out now up here trying to fill in as a backup outfielder. I feel good about the future of those guys. Miguel's still learning a position. We all know that that's been a little bit of a challenge to try to get him going out there. Infield, our veteran guys between Trevor and Esco and Doze and Joe, they provide stability there. It's just, I think when we've had to interchange parts a little bit, you're going to lose some of that consistency that you'd like to have day to day. But no excuses. The people that we put out there, we try to prepare, and some days we're not getting it done. And it hurts your club when you do that, especially when you're having trouble scoring runs.
Well, you mentioned the veteran guys. You get Trevor Plouffe back. He missed the 2 weeks on the DL, back in the hit column yesterday. What about Brian Dozier? How is he feeling, and do you expect to see him in the lineup today?
Well, I haven't been able to put a lineup in its completion together yet just because of waiting on information on him and Park, who got hit in the knee yesterday. You know, Kirk took a good shot. I have some options here, including potentially Brian maybe returning to the lineup today. But it's one of those things where I don't want to be desperate because of our record to put someone out there and put him in jeopardy and maybe lose them for a long period of time. So you try to be wise and you try to take a step back and look at the big picture. And hopefully today we'll get some good news and get some people back in there.
Paul, that's another subject that you brought up. I remember talking to Tom Kelly and Ron Gardenhire, and I imagine you're in the same boat sometimes. You're more aware of the health and the mental aspect. A lot of things that the public, the fans in general, don't understand. And certainly when you put a lineup together, there's a lot of things going on that most people aren't aware of, and you just mentioned some of those. Is that make it more challenging for you when you don't know on a daily basis how guys are feeling?
I think that's part of your responsibility. You know, you try to formulate a little bit of a plan coming out of spring and knowing your personnel, hopefully, and put them in the right spots. And, you know, this year it hasn't gone according to how I envisioned it for the most part. Some of it's been injuries and some of it's been performance. And, you know, so you keep trying to shape it. You know, you use the information you have in terms of guys who are playing well, on base percentage, where they should fit in. Also, experience and inexperience plays to how big of a role you might want to give an individual in the lineup. And you have to be aware of people when they need blows. Joe's played every game. The couple games we've had him out, he's had to get in the game either because of an extra inning game in Washington and yesterday with Park going down. So yes, it's easy to get caught up in day to day and trying to get, you know, everybody in there that's healthy and playing, but you have to have a little bit of perspective when you're doing it.
That's Paul Molitor. Jack Morris in Chicago as well. The Paul Molitor Show brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota, how memories are created and legends are made. We've got one final segment we're going to tackle after the break. Tyler Duffy making the start here today. Oswaldo Arcia has been on base a bunch of late, as well as some other issues in regards to today's opponent, the Chicago White Sox. That's all next when we come back on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. the fantastic customer service, and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
There's two ways to enjoy the Hall of Fame taste of Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Traditional glass bottles and six packs or by the case, or the Go Anywhere Chill Instantly non-breakable resealable aluminum bottles. Choose your fun and create a legendary memory today. Minnesota made Killebrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Available at Cub Foods for your next get together. Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine is now located in downtown Minneapolis at Mayo Clinic Square, offering comprehensive sports medicine services for all ages and athletic abilities. Visit sportsmedicine.mayoclinic.org for more information or to schedule an appointment.
This game day run sponsored by Target, official fan of the fans. Judy grabs a new jersey, and she's off, rounding the aisles, and oh, the jersey goes flying off the hanger, straight over the head of her son, Michael. Michael runs back through the racks, dodging tees and hats. Back, back, back. The jersey's headed right to the wall, and he has it. What a catch. This is just what the Harris family needed. Make your game day run a Target run with Fan Central, only at Target and Target.com.
Celebrating 50 years of winning right, Pentair makes rain a home field advantage at Target Field. While our boys of summer are playing on the field, Pentair's rainwater recycle system is working under the field, capturing and filtering rainwater. The rainwater is reused to wash the lower level seats and more. And it's a hit, saving the Twins nearly 2 million gallons of water each year. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more about other sustainable water solutions. Pentair, the official sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Final segment of the Paul Molitor Show. Start of a big day across our network. Terry Ryan joins Corey Provost just after noon at 12:30. We've got our pregame lineup card and then baseball final game of this road trip and this series, Twins and the White Sox. Paul Molitor joins us from Chicago. Paul, you'll send Tyler Duffy to the mound. Duffy is the only guy in your rotation who's gone better than six innings over the last 10 to 12 starts. And for all the talk of defense and mistakes and offense, if your starter's not getting deep into games, boy, it sure starts you behind the eight ball. And Tyler at least has shown in his last start that he's kind of back to being more of the Tyler we got spoiled with last year down the stretch.
Well, that's true. You know, early in the year when we were losing games, we were getting a lot of quality starts from our guys. We weren't scoring. It's kind of gone the other direction here as of late. But Tyler did come up, and he's taken advantage of his couple starts so far. Washington, he gave up the homer, but he came back, and then he had a nice outing his last time. He's had a little bit of rest. We've tried to keep a couple guys on a regular turn and kind of shift some of the younger guys back where it fit. And, you know, there's going to be nothing, there won't be a better remedy for our team really than to start to get some of our starters to get some quality starts, get us deeper in the game, and we can hopefully start to stabilize. It's easy to look at where we're at, and, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of discouragement, but I still look at it. We got 130 games to play. There's a lot of baseball, and hopefully good starting pitching will get us back on track.
No question about that, Paul. You're going to face another tough Chicago White Sox pitcher today. The White Sox we talk about has been really a phenomenal start here. And Quintana, another left-hander with a very good start himself today. What do you got on him?
Well, he's he's been around enough, and he seems like he's improved in the area, particularly of consistency. We've seen him at times have really good games and other games where he didn't have it, and he gets lit up a little bit early. But this year, he throws hard enough, Jack. He really likes to run that two-seamer in on the lefties and combine with his breaking ball. He's tough on the left side. And for the right-hand hitters, he gets you aware of the inside part of the plate with command, and then he can sink it away and change up and throw that breaking ball down and in at your feet. He's got pitches, and he contains the running game. He's poised. And like everybody on that White Sox team right now, when they take the field, they're awfully confident in what they're trying to do.
You know, Paul, you've seen some bright spots from your offense, whether it's Oswaldo Arcia, who's been on a base a ton in the last couple of games. Park was on base a lot. But we haven't seen it all kind of click together as a unit yet. Do you feel that coming as you watch where your various hitters are right now?
It's a good thing when you're getting balance. We have had a couple of guys get hot at various times. Arcia has taken advantage of his playing time. Park seems to be improving. Joe's been consistent. You know, Trevor's had a little trouble getting back on tracks from his injury and missing Dozier. And Danny had a little bit of a run, but he's been struggling lately. So you're right. It hasn't been where we've been running on all cylinders offensively. And part of that is just the fact that we've had to kind of change it up almost on a day-to-day basis on who's available. But, you know, we talk about better starting pitching, a better consistent offensive flow, all those things that are necessary for us to start winning games.
You're looking go ahead, Jack.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, you're remaining as positive as possible. We applaud you for that. I know you very well, and I can sense frustration like we all are, but I realize that your job is to keep everybody heading the right direction. And I just hope that today and in the near future the Twins can put together a couple good quality games, win or lose, just to give them everybody the kind of attitude adjustment that I think is necessary. I see a lot of faces that don't look positive, and I'm just curious. I'm sure you see those same things. What can you say to the young guys that have not really experienced the game that changes just their attitude going into a game?
Well, it's a constant challenge, Jack, but it's something that you have to stand up and meet. I do see the body language when it gets deflated, whether it's individually or a bunch of people at one time. You know, we're in that rut where when something goes against us in a game, we don't make a play, or they rally against us and take a lead. We do have a little bit of tendency now to let our guard down, so we have to keep finding ways to keep these guys up each and every day. All you have is one pitch, one out, one inning, one day, and hopefully today is the day where we can salvage a win and get back home and have a good series when we get back in the Target Field.
Great stuff, Paul. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck today.
Echoing
Thanks,
you guys
Paul.
On the Happy Mother's Day.
All right,
yep.
Take care.
Especially
Thank
to you. My wife. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, on behalf of Jennifer and Destiny, I think the real heroes today as far as Mother's Day is concerned. For Paul Molitor and Jack Morse, happy Jack, bringing up the happiness. I like that, Jack. That's good stuff right there. You guys have a great day today, a safe trip back, and we'll catch you here.
Sponsored
next
by
week.
Kilobrew Root Beer, made in Minnesota. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.